Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Harry. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover an article called Wedding Tragedy, Bride Dies on Her Wedding Day So the Groom Ties the Knot with Your Younger Sister, as Victim Lay Dead in the Next Room. It's from the UK Sun and the article is short, so I'll read it in its entirety. Here goes and I quote, "A bride in India died on her wedding day, so her husband-to-be married her sister instead," reports claim. The body of the woman named Serbi lay in the room next door as the marriage reportedly took place moments later. Serbi suffered a heart attack at the ceremony after exchanging garlands with husband-to-be Manjesh Kumar as part of the Hindu wedding tradition. A doctor from the local village was called to the scene but was unable to save her. Serbi's brother said, "It's hard to believe a dead body was in the other room, and a bride was being prepared in the next one." Speaking to a news agency, IANS, he said both of the family sat together and someone suggested that my younger sister, Nisha, should be married to the groom. The families discussed the matter and both agreed. The last rites of the bride were performed after the marriage. It is thought that Serbi's family would likely have been expecting a dowry. Her mother made an emotional appeal for the wedding to go ahead. It is reported. The groom's uncle said the marriage ceremony was conducted according to Hindu customs. Everything was happening quite nicely. She fainted moments after taking Sath Pehra, 7 rounds around the fire, Ajab stated. The bride's uncle said, "My daughter was happy on her marriage day. We're doomed," unquote. I understood everything in that article except that part about the daughter being happy on her marriage day. Isn't that usually what happens? Maybe he was referring to the other daughter, Nisha, being happy that she was basically taking her dead sister's place. I don't know. It doesn't really specify. I feel sorry for the groom, however. He was literally one heartbeat away from freedom when his, I presume, arranged marriage wife just lost her life. And then her greedy mother stepped in at the moment of her daughter's death and deemed the dowry, and offered up her daughter Gisha up as the new bride for those Gamesh bucks. I guess in India you have to do whatever it takes to keep those simp bucks a-flowing. Imagine being the daughter that took her dead sister's place. Surprise, it's your wedding day now, sucker. Your sister is dead in the other room and you're marrying Simpesh and not the man you really want, Raj Brown. Also, I know this story is from last year. but what's with another young person dying randomly from a heart attack? Gee, I wonder what might be causing this. No need for a autopsy, of course. Nothing to see here. Keep moving on, folks. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the Indian Elephant Cock Carousel Clown World Show. I found another article called Bride Shot in Head During Celebratory Gunfire at Wedding and Dies. That story is from July of this year and it features an Iranian bride where one of the male guests decided to mark the occasion by firing off some ceremonial shots. And that's a custom that's now illegal in Iran. Looks like that Persian guy was luckier and he didn't have to marry her sister after all. I feel bad for the Indian guy, however. Sorry there, cucko, you've still got to get married. Fresh meat for that marriage grinder, no doubt. No pun intended. He was probably thinking to himself, "Thank God I got out of this arranged marriage by the stroke of God. I never wanted to be with a woman that would never shut her mouth even while she was chewing, and wouldn't even open up her mouth to take my male member, and now they have to sew her mouth shut before they bury her. But of course I'm always looking at the bright side. At least these brides got to go out on their so-called happiest day in their lives with more attention than they've ever received in their entire lives before that. You know, it's all downhill looks-wise from here. So why not go out with a bang while you're on top?" The Iranian woman the boomstick backfired on basically had a slug go through her eye socket and ended her and exited before hitting two other dudes. Luckily, they didn't have any mortal wounds. Of course, I'm sure there's going to be some leftists out there screeching that this is why we need some more new boomstick bans and control laws. But it is Persia, after all, and it's still about masculinity. The boomstick operator was a cousin of the groom and he fled on foot after the incident. But the police caught up with him because he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing. Maybe he was secretly trying to save his cousin's life by ending his new wife. but I don't think so. I think he just went into panic mode after he saw her brains all over the wedding bouquet. He knew what he did was illegal, and that he was going to jail, and probably being tried for murder. Even though shooting up in the air in a wedding was illegal, I'm sure that some people in the stable use this as an excuse to strengthen gun control laws. There's a story back from 2003 in Serbia, where two men were injured when their two-seater plane was shot down and burst into flames when they were flying over a wedding party, where the guests were celebrating by firing guns into the air. The sad thing is people need to respect guns and the danger they bring. But when you're in an Eastern world country, where male disposability is higher than in the West, and where men are usually trying to prove their machismo, stuff like this is bound to happen. Don't get me wrong. I'm feeling sorry for these women that are gone, but I'm feeling more sorry for the guy that had to marry his dead wife's sister. I'm feeling sorry for the guy that fired the boomstick that backfired into the bride's brow line. That wasn't his intention, and now he's gonna basically go to prison and learn to practice sperm retention. What also creeped me out was looking in the Iranian woman and seeing her makeup, and what appears to be blue contact lenses and blonde highlights to make herself appear like a nice Western European woman. Pay close attention to the perfectly square eyebrows that look like they were glued on her face. Someone should have told her they would look better if they had a natural hairline. Plus, what she's wearing is clashing with the Western facial look that she's trying to pull off. It's quite stark when you see what she looks like without any makeup on her face. It's crazy how so many leftoids out there are constantly attacking those from European descent, trying to shame them to race mix with minorities to make babies. Meanwhile, many of the minorities out there are trying to look more white than they are by using makeup. Your hair becomes darker as a woman after you've squeezed one out. I wonder if your face also gets darker. Someone should actually make a compilation video showcasing all the crazy ways that brides have died. It would be a riot. I think that's about all I got to say on that topic. The last thing I want to talk about is today's not-so-mystery link to a website called uncouple.com. It's written by Edward Anderson, PhD, and he promotes the idea that being uncoupled means that you don't actually put a lot of time and energy into romantic relationships, that you're not in a marriage for a long-term relationship, and don't hop from one short-term relationship to another. Basically a level 3 MGTOW. But you can still have the occasional short-term fling, just not be in them constantly. He says that uncoupledom is his preferred way of life for over a decade now. All you have to do is replace uncoupled with bachelor or MGTOW, and he's advocating for the exact same thing. He says it's freedom where you can do things at your own pace and not meet someone halfway. He says that when you're not in a relationship, you're free from stress and pain. He brings up high divorce rates, being able to save money, free from having to walk on eggshells around women, and free to take care of yourself, as well as think and learn. The only difference is he's saying it from having a PhD and I'm not. He says that he has a strong inclination to think deeply, to question, to reflect about himself and life in general, and he says that most people and none of the couples he knows are like that. He says this, and I quote, "Uncoupled, I am free to think. I am free to explore my curiosity. I'm free to read, to listen, to reflect, and to think deeply about things. This may not be a big deal for you, but maybe you don't value learning and thinking as much as I do. But it is absolutely critical for me. I love the fact that I can do as much thinking, reflecting, analyzing, and learning as I want to, without having a large chunk of my mental energy siphoned off by a relationship." Unquote. This is something I point out all the time. If having your mind functioning optimally is not important to you, then being uncoupled is not something that's going to be important to you either. Even Albert Einstein temporarily uncoupled himself while he was working on the theory of relativity for about a year, and his wife would bring his food to the door, and he wouldn't talk to her. She became nothing more than a glorified servant at that point, but at least we have his work. Edward Anderson from Uncoupled is a 60-year-old retired clinical psychologist. I should reach out to him and do a podcast if he'd have me. Dealing with psychology patients, he probably saw that most men's problems had to do with their relationships, and he probably heard about many men's broken hopes and dreams because he heard women's nagging like screams. He says not to idealize love and relationships, because relationships are costly with regards to time, money, attention, and energy. Not only that, but they require a lot of searching for a good partner, time to build with regards to spending a lot of time together to get to know one another. And he mentions the love goggles by saying that you're blinded by neurochemicals like oxytocin and dopamine to amp up your fantasy about who this person in your life is, but you don't really know them. He says that by the time the chemicals wear off and Mother Nature takes a back seat, the chemical brew is gone, and Mother Nature has tricked you into doing a woman's bidding, i.e. you pair up and make some babies. Uncoupled.com sounds like it's MGTOW content without actually calling itself that. He also mentions that you need to maintain that relationship as well, and that nothing takes more effort and time in your life than a relationship except perhaps your career. He also says this, and I quote, "On this point of having a relationship, I have heard Jordan Peterson exclaim, 'Well, what the hell else are you going to do?' That is, what the hell else are you going to do with all that time, money, energy, and attention besides strive to couple up and make babies? My response to that is, plenty, Jordan, plenty. If I'm not pouring all that time, energy, money, and attention into long-term relationships, or in this case, marriage and kids, then I have reclaimed all those resources for myself and for other uses. I can invest them in anything else that matters to me." If Jordan's question stumps you, then perhaps I'm speaking to the wrong person. If you have nothing else that matters to you in your life, if all you do in your spare time is watch television while picking lint from your belly button, then by all means pursue a long-term relationship. That would be an improvement. But I've got plenty of other things in my life that matter. Learning and personal growth, spiritual understanding, meaningful work, health, relationships with family and friends, my dog, reading and writing, music, hobbies, cultivating new connections and interests, as well as acquiring some modicum of wisdom before I kick the bucket, etc. And I'm not willing to cheat those things in order to pursue a long-term relationship. As for the dead bride in Iran, maybe her former groom can read uncoupled.com and find new freedom from a wife. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Harry for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that that Indian guy had to smash his dead bride-to-be's sister on the wedding night. And she didn't even have enough notice to douche and shave her pubes. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the arranged marriages where your future mother-in-law is waiting for a pig payday, so she can renovate the bathroom with the money and put in a new bidet away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.